You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast with Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt. We're going to try and guide you through the best of this weekend's action in Europe. We've got four games to go at, one in Italy, one in Spain, one in Belgium and one in Portugal as well. Some good action as well that we're not focusing on this weekend, but it's still there. And if you want our views on it, then tweet us. But we've got four to go at. We'll get to them in just a second. I'm Alex Dunn, and here is my partner in podcasting crime. He's got a lovely white shirt on. It's Ray Druitt, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
How are we doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Not bad, thank you.
Good. You had an early start today, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
What time are you in here?
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
About 7.
Ooh. What time did you leave your house?
About 6.
Look at that.
Well, technically 20 past 6 when I took the dog out.
Commitment to the podcast cause.
That's it, mate. That's it.
Proud of you. Proud of you.
Cheers.
We've got four games to go up. The two feature games are Fiorentina against AS Roma and Atletico Madrid against Valencia. We'll get to them shortly, as well as the 60-second games and Anderlecht, Club Brugge and Benfica Sporting. Some really good stuff this week, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a couple of games we're not covering, but the four that we are, they're almost table-topping clashes. In all, no one's taking away La Liga at the moment, so at the moment, Valencia do have just as much chance as anyone else. Celta Vigo, Villarreal, Atleti, Real Madrid and Barcelona are all pretty closely perched together at the moment. Italia?
We call it Italy here.
We do. Well, we try anyway. Serie A, it's anyone's at the moment. Mm. These are the top two. Fiorentina and Roma, that should be an absolute cracker on Sunday. Both scoring lots of goals, which should be interesting.
All four games that we're going to cover are on Sunday. I will just say that there is Celta Vigo against Real Madrid, and people will look at that and go, why are you not covering that? That's on Saturday, it's 3 o'clock and it's not on TV, so I just thought it would get a bit lost with all the English stuff and with it not being on TV as well. We like to preview games that you can actually sit down and watch, and
should be a great game.
That's the logic. What was the other game that we looked at that we didn't? Oh, was it Fenerbahce against Gala?
Fenerbahce against Galatasaray. Yeah. Do you want to give the reason why you didn't want to preview that game?
Because Fenerbahce let me down for quite a lot of money the other week, so I don't want to talk about them ever again.
There we go, listen.
They are dead to me, and that's that. No, in fairness, it was sort of a toss-up between them and the Benfica Sporting game for the fourth game, if you like, that we were going to cover. And Benfica Sporting got the edge, so there we go. And I hear you've got a funny joke for us later as well.
No, it's not a joke.
No, you talk in the office, it's absolutely horrendous. I'm interested to see if I actually go with it live. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Right, we're going to start in Spain, where we've got a game on Sunday evening at 7:30, the kickoff for Atleti against Valencia. You'll hear Ray's thoughts after this.
La Liga.
Atleti against Valencia then, coming up on Sunday. Atleti are 6-10, the draw 11-4. Valencia in the betting at 5-1. We've got a whole host of markets on the website. Headline offers, Jackson Martinez to score and Atletico Madrid to win at 3-1. Paco Alcacer to score, Valencia to win at 12s. But this is an intriguing contest, isn't it, Ray? Because they're two sides who have fairly lofty ambitions for the season. So far, Atleti are fulfilling those. Valencia aren't quite, but they're within touching distance. They've been very, very tight so far, Valencia, barring last week's 3-0 victory against Malaga. They haven't scored many. They haven't conceded many. Atleti haven't conceded many, as we are used to. They've got the joint second-best defensive record in the league, behind only Real, and level with... In fact, it's not the joint second. It is the best. It is the second best. I've done them a disservice there. But this one should be tight in terms of you wouldn't expect many goals. But that said, both sides do have the potential, don't they, to turn it on when they want. As we saw in midweek, Atleti, I know they're against Astana, who aren't any great shakes, but they won 4-0. They won comfortably. And that almost negates the fact that they had to play in midweek, if that makes sense. Whereas Valencia wasn't plain sailing, was it, against Ghent?
I think I heard this morning, actually. I spoke to our very own Ben Bramley, and he mentioned that Stan arrested about 8 players for that game, which obviously what partly why they absolutely breezed through. But Valencia have been somewhat disappointing. We saw them last season take La Liga very seriously, but they took it away by goals. They realised they weren't probably defensive enough to go there, and their home form was fantastic, and they would blitz people away. I mean, we went through a phase where they were scoring three every week.
Yeah, I was going to say it was three, wasn't it? That was the number.
Always scoring three against. Doesn't matter who came. They just, I like that.
Thanks.
They just scored an awful lot of goals, and they haven't really got going, as you said. Was it 7 goals they've scored so far?
Scored 7, conceded 4.
I mean, 7's not great, is it? After 8 games, this side was scoring an awful lot of goals last season. Away record's poor. Similar like it was last season, their home form's strong, but when they're on the road, you can't take them. You can't be with them. Doesn't matter who they're facing, especially when they're facing Atleti, who are pretty, pretty strong at home.
Well, you look at their away form so far, Valencia, and they opened up with a 0-0 draw at Vallecano, which isn't great. Then a 1-0 win at Gijón, but you'd expect that, wouldn't you, really, for a side of their calibre. A loss at Espanyol isn't great. And then the loss at Bilbao, that's probably slightly more acceptable, but still, 3-1 is a moderately heavy defeat for them. Whereas compare that to the home form, where they're still unbeaten. They've drawn, granted, with La Coruña and Betis, they're not great results, but beat Granada and beat Malaga. They've only conceded 1 goal at home all season. So they are a very different kettle of fish at home to what they are away. And Atleti, again, another side that are stronger at home than they are away, but they're just... I mean, they've lost one game away, that was at Villarreal. And you can almost excuse them that, because Villarreal at home are superb.
Yeah, and they were poor. I think they let themselves down that night, actually. They really didn't get going, but which is not what you expect from an Atleti side.
They've already played Villarreal away.
They've already played Real Madrid,
Real and Barca at home.
And they've played Barcelona, exactly.
And you look at where they are in the league, and they're only 2 points off top, and you go, we've not had El Clasico yet this year, so you know both sides can't win that. You would still expect Celta Vigo to drop off. As we said, they're playing Real Madrid this weekend. If you listen to this on InPlay Radio, they'll have already played them, because it was Saturday at 3 o'clock. So one of those sides, it is likely, will have lost their unbeaten record. Could be a draw. We're not ruling that out. But Atleti are in a position here to really stamp their authority on a title race and push themselves, because they will have now a pretty, not comfortable running, but a nice one between now and Christmas, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they've played three of the top four already. Obviously, themselves excluded, because obviously they are in the top four. But I mean, it's their home form when they won the title, their home form was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so tight on the road, which they've already started to show signs of, or it went to Sociedad. No, Sociedad are not great, but they got a nice 2-0 victory. They don't concede many. And for me, they're better going forward than they were a few years ago. They've played 48 games, well, in the last 48 games at home, they've had 5 defeats. Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Only one side that wasn't Barcelona or Real Madrid have beaten them at home in the last 48 games, and that was Villarreal last season with a Vieto strike.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a side who we know pretty much turn over anything that comes against them at home. And with Valencia's away form, you have to be looking at Atleti here. You really, really do. They've won the last two of the last 3 home games against Valencia to nil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a dangerous one, the to nil market, because we know how good Valencia can be going forward. Because they haven't shown that yet this season, I'm willing to maybe take that at 5-4. Atleti have only lost one of the last 12 home games against Valencia. That was back in 2011. Valencia scored 28 goals away from home last season.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got 2 so far this season. I can't see them. I don't think they score here.
No, I don't.
And I think the win to nil on Atleti at 5-4 is probably one of the best ways in. I'm not mad keen about the 6-10, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think Atleti win it, but I think you need to drag a little bit more out of that. And I think you can either go down the win to nil route, or you can go with both teams to score. I think out the two, I think the win to nil is probably the best option here. They're solid at the back. They've got enough power going forward. It's just... the only thing in my mind is that Valencia can turn it on. And if they do, they've got every chance of notching. But they're not at their best. I mean, they really, really struggled against Ghent the other night. And Ghent are a poor side.
Yeah.
Really, the whipping boys in the group. And they should have done a lot better than that. So it shows this Valencia side maybe isn't as full of confidence as they were last year, which is a shame, because I'm a big, big fan of Valencia. I played them up an awful lot last season. Really, really keen on them. But I mean, you've got to be on form when you go to Atleti if you're going to get something.
So, Atleti still?
I think so, yeah. 5-4 is pretty decent. Nice start, actually. Atleti have 50% of their goals have come in the last 15 minutes this season in the league. 7-4 for an Atleti goal, 15 minutes to full time.
Got another late one in midweek, didn't they?
Of course they did, yeah. Could be an interesting bet for anyone who wants to avoid the outrights. And just a side note, this game is very, very feisty. I think with the last four games have all seen red cards. Have a look at the cards market. Atleti, I went through a phase where Atleti, certainly when scoring against Valencia, it was always Raul Garcia. Obviously, he's gone now. But it was his aerial presence that tends to do quite a lot of the damage. Obviously, Valencia have since lost Otamendi. Could be a little bit weaker at the back aerially. You know, maybe... Maybe we start looking at Diego Godin again.
You know, yeah.
A big price.
Fives any time, but 20s first to last.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, you could look that way.
No, it's just an angle in.
Of course it is. But I think Atleti win this. I think they win it to nil. 5-4 is a good price. It's not a great price. But I think Atleti have probably been priced up maybe about right, but as a punter, you don't want right, do you? You want more. You want a big price. And unfortunately, they're not quite the big price.
Okay, I'd like to nil the pick then.
Your views? Do you think they win to nil?
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit boring, isn't it? But I think that they will. I think they'll win to nil. Probably 1 or 2 nil. Don't think they'll run riot. But there is an interesting market that we've now got here at William Hill, and it maybe isn't the best game to bring this one out. But it's both score no draw, so it's basically both teams to score, but the game does not end in a draw. Quite simply, and for that to land in this is 12-5. We're not saying that we're mad keen on it here, but it is an interesting market in other games because it's quite an enhancement. What have we got for both teams to score in this game? 5-4, but both score no draw is 12-5. It's quite a jump. Similarly, over 2.5 is 6-5, and this is 12-5. So I don't mind that at all. It's certainly something that I'll be looking at in some games, rather than backing both teams to score, but both score no draw, and you are getting a fair boost on your money, but maybe not in this one anyway. Right, we'll move to the next game, which is in Serie A. It's Fiorentina against Roma, coming up in just a sec.
Serie A.
Fiorentina against Roma then on Sunday at 5. Fiorentina 6-4, the draw 23-10. And Roma are in the betting at 9-5. Should be a good one this way. These two sides first and second as we speak. Fiorentina top with 18 points. Roma in second place on 17, ahead of Inter Milan on goal difference. And two sides that have started the season really well. Fiorentina slipped up at Napoli last week, but still remain top, which is good. Roma have been scoring goals for fun recently, which is what's most unlike them. If you've been watching them for the last couple of years, they beat Carpi 5-1, Palermo 4-2, and Empoli 3-1. But this is a very, very different game altogether. Fiorentina so far at home played 4, won 4, conceded none. Beaten AC Milan, Genoa, Bologna, and Atalanta so far. And I'd say that the game is priced up in. I think that there's more value to be had here on the home side than the away side. Fiorentina at 6-4 is a little surprised to see them at that price. I'm not a huge fan of them normally, I've got to say, but I just thought that they could. I think they'll win this, to be honest. 6-4, I thought, was a good bet. What are your views, Ray?
Well, I mean, in recent weeks,
judging by your face, it's disagree strongly.
Well, I mean, in recent weeks, we've seen the side who are placed higher in the league be, you know, odds on or near odds on for the game without any real reason. Now, I know Napoli won last week and we said I felt they were opposable at odds on against Fiorentina. They beat them. I didn't say they were going to lose. I just said, for me, it wasn't the right price. A couple of weeks before, we had Inter who hosted Fiorentina. I think they got the prices wrong there as well. I don't know. Fiorentina are playing really, really well. Of course they are. They're defensively pretty good at the moment. Sosa's got them playing some really good stuff. They're decent going forward. But this is a Roma side that we haven't seen the likes of recently. You mentioned they're scoring goals. They're the highest scoring team in Serie A this season with 20. You know how many they got last season in total? Obviously a 38-game season.
55?
Oh, that's pretty close.
I get it.
54.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's pretty close. I'm impressed. So they scored 54 goals last season. They've played 8 games and they've scored 20 already. They hit 4 on Tuesday night against Leverkusen.
Yeah.
They scored against Barcelona. I think they lost 3-2 to Barte, was it, in another of their Champions League games. So they've scored 7 goals in 3 games in the Champions League as well. Mm. It's not what we're used to with Roma. And I think Roma are happy to maybe let the defensive guard down a little bit, but are playing some really, really free-flowing stuff. So I think Roma can get 2 here. Okay. And Fiorentina can certainly get 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm willing to take on a back of Fiorentina side, despite not conceding at home so far this season, where I think they'll definitely concede 1 right. and maybe concede 2.
Could it be a chance to use the bus or no draw?
It could be.
13-8.
Certainly, I mean, this is one of the games to play in.
Well, both team scores landed in Roma's last 8 games in all competitions. Fiorentina at home, we know, capable of scoring, but we think Roma will score. I think Fiorentina will end up winning this. 13-8. You've got the insurance, if you like, of if you are wrong, Roma going to win. The only thing that can scupper you is the draw, provided both teams do score. Now, both teams are scoring the game is 4-6, so it's a fair jump.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like it. We're talking about this Fiorentina defensive record. I think they've 6 clean sheets on a bounce at home in Serie A. But that came off the back of conceding 9 games on a bounce. Sorry, 9 out of the last 10 games. Mm. So, you know, they went through a rotten period at the back to a pretty strong one. Over 6 games, yes, it's a new manager and new tactics, but I'm not convinced you find that defensive solidity. And they haven't really played anyone great, let's face it. This Roma side, at the moment, statistically, one of the better attacking outfits in Serie A. You mentioned Roma boasting to score 10 of the last 11 this season. Mm. 11 of their last 12 in Serie A as well. They found the net in the last 5 trips to Fiorentina. The last side to keep them out in a competitive game? It was 17 games ago.
Fiorentina,
yeah. In the Europa League. Mm. So 17 competitive games Roma have scored. You know, this is a side who... They're decent going forward. I think we've overlooked them. I think they've crept up quietly with this expansive style. Obviously, Dzeko's helped there. Salah gone there and obviously done well.
Just evolving, aren't they?
Jovinho is back to what we saw him 2 seasons ago, scoring a few goals. So I'm a big fan of the both teams to score, 4-6. I think that's probably one of my strongest bets this week. And therefore, I think you can play the 13-8, both score, no draw. And because I expect Roma to score 1, I think I can play Roma over 1.5 match goals here.
Okay.
Providing the price is big enough. Now, unfortunately, we don't quite have the prices yet this. Race to 2.
That'll be because, by the way, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon, and Fiorentina haven't played in midweek yet.
Exactly.
Against, they're playing Lech Poznan, aren't they, tonight? So just keep an eye out for that price.
It's 2-1 for race to 2, so it will be a bit shorter than that. But I think that's a decent price, you know. For me, they definitely score 1. One of the perceived weaknesses in this Fiorentina side, there's not many, of course. We've only played, 8 games in the league, is there have been inability to defend through balls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got Salah and Jovinho, whether they're playing wide or centrally, who've got decent movement and electric pace.
Mm-hmm.
If Florenzi and Pjanic or De Rossi can put the right ball through...
Mm-hmm.
I think they can move these defensive centre-backs round a touch and maybe get 1 or 2 chances that maybe other sides haven't got this season.
I think
4-6, boating to score, is a really, really strong bet. And because I think Roma are maybe just a touch overpriced,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're the team to back, but I think they're a touch overpriced. We've got some huge prices on goal scorers as well.
Okay.
Jovinho scored a couple, Salah scored a couple, Pjanic has scored a couple. Even Iago Falca scoring goals. So, you know, there's some decent pricing. Now, Salah, 19-10. Florenzi, 21-10. Jovinho, 19-10.
Dzeko, 17-10.
Tati as well. 17. You're nearly getting 2-1 for the main guys.
Certainly isn't bad at all, is it? When you look at the Fiorentina side of things, where they don't have one outstanding goal scorer who's bagging loads of goals. They're sort of chipping in all around the place. And 7-5, Rossi, Kalinic, 9-5, Babacar. If you think there's going to be goals, there's some good prices.
I think that's kind of my point, really. I'm not saying Fiorentina are bad. I'm not saying Roma beat them. I just think Roma score at least once and maybe twice, and I think it's worth a play.
So the best bet is
both teams to score by far, yeah.
But have a look at ball score, no draw. Have a look at any time goal scorer markets, but just hope for goals, really.
Definitely.
Okay. Right, we're going to move on to the 62nd games then. And we've got two from slightly lesser leagues, I think it's fair to say. We usually focus on Spain, Italy and Germany predominantly, but we've got a game in Portugal and a game in Belgium coming up. Don't have a Portuguese league jingle, I'm afraid, Ray, so we're going to go straight into the 60-second preview for Benfica against Sporting Lisbon coming up after this. Benfica are 19-20, the draw is 11-5, and Sporting Lisbon are 14-5. Two of the main protagonists in the Portuguese league this year, but Benfica, by their own high standards, just been slipping a little bit so far this season.
Yeah, huge, huge time for a Lisbon derby. We had one right at the start of the season in the Supercopa. That went the way of Sporting Lisbon. Of course, added spice this year after Jorge Jesus left. He left the red of Benfica for the green of Sporting Lisbon. And by green, we mean money.
Yeah, that
nothing
was,
to do with
that. That was the joke. If you've
here.
Been waiting for that whole podcast, you'd be very disappointed.
You're wasting my time here.
Sorry.
Benfica have already lost one huge class this season when they went down at Porto. They can't let another one slip. They're 5 points off. Admittedly, they do have a game in hand. But they've got a big start. They're unbeaten in the last 21 home games. Sporting have started well. Only dropped four. Only lost one of their last 32 games in the league. Huge. Statistically, under 2.5 is a major player. Only three of the last 16 games have gone over 2.5. It's 6-10 for under 2.5 here. You can't be crazy confident on any of these two sides for me. I think it's a really, really tight game. Play the unders and play cards. 9 cards when they met in the Supercopa. Admittedly, none of them were red or yellows. But I think with the atmosphere, especially with Jorge Jesus coming back home, I say home, coming back, this could, the atmosphere will be absolutely mental.
5 o'clock the kickoff time for that one as well, so might be worth tuning in. But you're siding with?
You've got to play unders. I mean, statistically, it's the only really sensible bet there. I think Benfica have got a fantastic home record. Sporting have got a fantastic record in general. They've already beat them in the Supercopa. I mean, where do we go with this?
I love Benfica's home record, and I love a side who just consistently win at home. We've played it with Juventus for years now.
Of course we have.
But I must admit, I looked at this and thought, oh, Sporting are a bit big there. Just a bit, at 14-5. Doesn't make me want to back them. I trust Benfica more than them, but I agree with you. I think it'll be tight. So maybe Benfica 1-0 might be the way to play it, or it'll be tight anyway.
Well, I was going to have a look at... Obviously, you know, this is the logic you use quite often is... If you think it's going to be under 2.5, have a look for the jump to under 1.5.
2-1.
Now,
6-10 under 2.5, 2-1. For
of the 16 games where three have only gone overs, I think it's only something like two or maybe three have gone under 1.5.
Yeah.
There's a lot of one-alls in this game, in this particular fixture. So it could be a player again, you know, the one apiece. Or the draw and unders, whichever way you want to play it. But it's going to
total
be very,
total match
very tight.
Goals, exactly two, is 11-5. If you wanted to play that, maybe. That would fit trends anyway, wouldn't it?
I mean, so. I think maybe football isn't going to be...
The winner.
Certainly not going to be first on everyone's mind here. Yeah. I think, you know, kicking will take place.
Could be
well.
Another one to play cards in as well, couldn't
it? Yeah, I mean...
Just given the atmosphere and...
Was that Luisao, wasn't it, in the Porto game, where they recently played Benfica, where I'm sure he... Went up for, there was a ball lofted over the top, and he went over the defender pretty much with a karate kick and just like kung fu'd him in the head. You know, maybe we'll get more of that.
Football, not the winner.
Definitely cards. I think that's if you are, you've got to tune into In Play Radio on the 5 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon, because you'll be able to play, you know, minute by minute card betting, hopefully, on, you know, providing our markets are up there. That something like that. As soon as we get the first one. Just keep going.
Same time as Fiorentina Roma as well, so should be good.
Two screens.
The final game we're going to look at is Anderlecht against Club Bruges in Belgium, coming up after this.
Belgian Jupiler.
Anderlecht are 10-11, the draw is 5-2, and Club Bruges are 13-5. This one coming up at 1:30. Anderlecht deserved favourites for this, Ray, but Bruges have improved quite a bit over the last few years, and Anderlecht undergoing a bit of a overhaul, have done in pre-season and continuing to do so.
Yeah, I mean, well, two of the better players have joined Newcastle. As we know, they're both in action on Thursday, so team news could change. But for me, and I know you as well, it's got home win written all over this. Anderlecht have started the season slightly better than Bruges, hit 3 points ahead of them after 9 games. They don't lose many at home. do have a tendency to throw the odd draw in there. In fact, their Pro League record this season at home reads win, draw, win, draw, win, draw. So we know what's coming in the sequence next. We'll have a big fat W on Sunday. Bruges are strong at home but terrible on the road. They've won one of their six away games this season, and they've lost 9 of their last 15 on the road in the league. That's a poor, poor record, especially when you see some of the sides they actually face in this league. That's a dreadful record. It's not good enough for a side who are expected to challenge. For me, Anderlecht win are an absolute standout price. I think it's a great bet, and I know you love the bet, and you've got a nice stat of your own for us, Alex.
Yeah, I have. I'm just going to wait for the bus to come in.
Oh, you didn't want to... I was hoping you could try and fit it in a couple of seconds, but...
Nearly.
Nothing.
Club Brugge and Anderlecht, obviously two warriors of the Belgian game. When was the last time that Club Brugge won at Anderlecht? It was 1998. I was just 6 years old. That's a long time ago, Ray.
It is, isn't it?
23 attempts they've had to win at Anderlecht. They have not won once. A few draws in there, granted, but... when you've got a stat like that, it plays on your mind so much. And Anderlecht's home form currently is strong. Bruges' away form is just appalling when you actually look at it. It's one of those things that before I did the research into this game, I would have happily backed Bruges away to most other sides in the Belgian league without doing much research. Now you look at it, you just go, well, hang on.
Frightening, isn't it?
They score quite a few goals, and they are meant to be challenging. And I like Bruges. I love watching them play. They attack well, they go forward well, and their home form, as you would expect, as they are still challenging, is fantastic. But Anderlecht may be a bit more conservative and, dare I say, a little bit dull, but they have to be the bet here for me. 10 to 11 isn't the best price you'll ever see, but with that head-to-head, I just can't get away from it.
I completely agree. If you didn't nap this game, then I certainly would have done. It's a cracking bet. Obviously, the scourge of Bruges has left and joined Newcastle, because Mitrovic used to score against them pretty much all the time. Mm. But I'm sure someone else will happily step into his shoes.
I will just say a little caveat, if you like, if you are, you know, crazy about Anderlecht, which I am, and it is just something that bothered me a little bit. Did you say the last home game?
Did I?
Mm.
No.
Anderlecht. I'm just going to open this page for you now. They missed three penalties in the game.
Three different players.
Keeper saved all three. and then conceded a 93rd minute own goal equaliser. Not fantastic.
It's just one of those days, isn't it?
I think it's one of those ones you can just write off, and they've since bounced back with a 4-0 win at Waregem. So hopefully all the luck that deserted them on that occasion will be with them now. So I'm napping Anderlecht at 10-11. What's your nap, Ray?
Then I'm going to have to go both teams to score in Fiorentina-Roma. I would have gone for Roma over 1.5 goals had we have had the price. But I mean, if I don't know the price, then I certainly can't be napping it. So I'll go with the both teams to score at 4-6.
Okay. Can you see it here? There it is.
Sorry,
I was trying to find the game then to put the double together and couldn't even see it. So 4-6 on both teams to score. 10-11 on Anderlecht. It's a short price double. It's 2.18-1. We've put up bigger ones this season, but hopefully... This would be our first winning double, wouldn't it?
I think this season?
I don't think we've had both won at the same time.
This season, yeah.
No. Not ever. We've done okay. Oh, yeah. We're not that bad.
This is like episode
58 or something. We're not that bad.
You're selling us short, yeah.
We wouldn't have a job.
I like that double, actually. I mean, I'm a huge... I don't usually like your naps, but big fan of that Anderlecht bet. Really strong.
Fair enough. Right. Thank you very much, Ray. Thanks for your time. Good luck with your bets to you and the listeners. And... happy betting. Say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.